Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from by simply searching Tip of the Iceberg. The Penguins, they had a tough weekend up north, dropping two games in regulation on Friday and Saturday night, which makes five straight losses on the road for this Penguins team. The last time that they had victory while wearing their road whites was on January 8th against the Philadelphia Flyers. Saturday's loss was highlighted by a few old habits from this season that crept back in for the Penguins, trading chances with the high-paced Winnipeg Jets in the first period and falling behind 2-0 in the process. Mike Sullivan was not happy with that performance. Mike Sullivan was not happy with the way that the Penguins were playing on Saturday night, especially in the first period, saying, quote, "The chance-for-chance game is not one that we want to play." He also went on to say, quote, "It's not a game that's conducive to winning consistently," end quote. Certainly not with the team the Penguins currently have constructed. The Penguins are one of the worst finishing teams in the National Hockey League and have been for quite some time. They're not a team this season that is scoring a whole lot of goals. So going chance for chance with a high-paced team that has a lot of offensive weapons in the Winnipeg Jets is certainly not conducive. So 100% I agree with Mike Sullivan on that instance. But also, you look at that game and they lost by a final score of 2-1. While playing the first 20 minutes in a high-paced, we'll give you a bunch of odd man rushes and try to stay in the game that way. The reason the Penguins are in the position that they're in right now is because of their defense and because of their scoring, and really because, on paper, this team has not been very good for the last couple of weeks. That defensive indifference that they showed on Saturday is nothing new this season. They might be third in the National Hockey League in goals allowed, and a lot of people have mentioned that to me. Hey, why would they need to add defense at the deadline? Well, simply because the defense is not the reason why they're third in the NHL in goals allowed and fifth in the NHL in goals allowed per game played. The defense has not been the reason why. They're 13th in expected goals against per moneypuck.com and 21st in expected goals against per 60 minutes. That disparity there is because of a top 10 penalty kill and, more importantly, because of tremendous goaltending from Tristan Jarry and also from Alex Nedeljkovic. But for the majority of this season, it's been Tristan Jarry that keeps this team afloat. Tristan Jarry is having not just a solid season for the Penguins, he's having one of the best seasons of his career right after getting that big contract, which is a great sign because coming into this season, his performance was going to be one of the biggest question marks surrounding this team, or at least we thought that was going to be the biggest question mark surrounding this team. He has been a unrelenting positive throughout this season. Yeah, he's had his bad games. Yeah, he's had a few stretches, one or two, where he had two or three bad games. He's been pulled from a couple of games, but overall, the body of work Tristan Jarry has put together this season should be commended because he's getting close to reaching and surpassing career best numbers in the 2023-24 season. He already set a new personal record with 6 shutouts in the season. Previously, his best had been 4, so he has an opportunity to continue to expand that career high in that total. He has a 2.44 goals against average, which is the 3rd best of his career, a .916 save percentage, which would also be the 3rd best of his career, and he's also currently sitting 8th in the National Hockey League in goals saved above expected. He's having a great year. All of those numbers should indicate a goaltender for a team, especially when considering a team that has Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, who's a different story that we have to talk about a different day, Erik Karlsson, who is a story that has been talked about widely throughout this entire season, Chris Letang, Jake Guentzel, Brian Rust, a guy that has been 25-plus in goals several times in the 2020s. You would think when you're getting that type of goaltending that you would have better fortunes than being 7 points out of a playoff spot in the wild card race and now 9 points out of a playoff spot when it comes to the third place team in the Metropolitan Division, which right now is that Philadelphia Flyers team. Jari's current career season was 2021-22 coming into this year. He had a 34-18-6 record, a .919 save percentage, so a little bit better than he's at right now, and a .242 goals against average. So again, his career season, slightly better numbers, very slightly better numbers. But what he also had back in the 2021-22 season was a much better defense in front of him, much better team in front of him in total, because they would be better on offense as well. But the defense specifically was 9th in the NHL in expected goals allowed that season and 6th in the NHL in expected goals allowed per 60 minutes. Yeah, Jari performed well, but it was more of a complete team effort that season than it is this year. This year, 3rd in the NHL in goals allowed, 5th in goals allowed per game play. That's all on pretty much Jari and Nedeljkovic. Yeah, I get it. There's better defensive play from the forwards at times. There's better defensive play even from the defense at times this season. But in total, it has been Jari and Nedeljkovic that have kept the Penguins in a lot of these games, that have kept the Penguins within striking distance of the playoffs for the majority of the season. And Friday and Saturday was no different. Nedeljkovic looked pretty good in Minnesota on Friday. The Penguins played pretty well defensively. And then on Saturday, it was all Tristan Jari. All Tristan Jari. Not only that, but as we've talked about, you know, they brought in Nedeljkovic to help Jari not have to play as many games. Right now, he's on pace to play in 57 games, which would also be one behind his career high. Now, as we get ready for this stretch run right now, are we going to see that taper back a little bit because the Penguins have a lot of back-to-backs? They play every other day in the month of March, except for on one instance where they had 2 days off late in the month. Yes, he's probably not going to come one shy of his career high in games played. But so far, the sample size has been pretty consistent from what we've seen from Tristan Jari throughout his career, that workhorse-type workload that he has become accustomed to. Not only that, my biggest criticism of him is not that he's injury prone, because that was, I think, everybody else on this planet when they looked at Tristan Jari saying that was his biggest issue. To me, the biggest criticism I have of him is once the calendar flips to the new year in the season, he's fallen off drastically. Typically, he goes from around a .924 save percentage pre-New Year's Eve to a .904 save percentage post-New Year's. So far, in 2024, he's fended off those post-New Year struggles. In 10 games played in 2024, 2.1 goals against average, .917 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. That's since January 1st. So he certainly dispelled that narrative, the narrative that I was certainly keeping a close eye on since January 1st. And like I said, they've also gotten very good play from Alex Nedeljkovic in relief. 8-4-3 this season, .263 goals against average, and also a .917 save percentage.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
In all, the Penguins are a very flawed team when you watch them. That much was obvious over the weekend. That much has been obvious throughout the majority of this season. But they've remained afloat thanks to the contributions of a select few players. Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel have been the most obvious. They've been getting the most praise. Marcus Pettersson has gotten a lot of praise this year, and rightfully so, more so than he's gotten in the past. And also, rightfully so, he's the best defensive defenseman that this team has by a wide margin. And Chris Letang is also getting a lot of praise this season, rightfully so. But Tristan Jarry deserves to not only be in that conversation, he deserves to be at the forefront of it. Crosby, yes. That unattainable 36-year-old Hart Trophy-level season that he's putting together is untouched by most across the National Hockey League. But right underneath him, if not right on par with him, should be Tristan Jarry for the performance that he is putting on. No, he's not putting together a Vezina-caliber season. He might get a couple of Vezina votes, might finish 7th or 8th, which he's done a couple of times in his career before. But he's getting ready to put up career numbers this year. To this point, again, goaltending is fickle. This could be out the window by the end of March. But as of right now, through 60% of the season, Tristan Jarry is on pace to have a career year. And while it might not be Vezina quality, considering the play or the lack of solid play, the defensive indifference is what I called it earlier. And I think that is the perfect way to put this team. At certain points of the season, with the defensive indifference that they have had, yet the tremendous goaltending that Jarry has provided and that Nedeljkovic has provided, they deserve to be considered, specifically Jarry, on par with what Sidney Crosby has done for this team this season. The race isn't over. They have a chance. They're squandering it a little bit. I mean, you would have hoped going out on the road to get at least one win over the weekend. They were in both games. They lost by one goal in both games. They had the goalie pulled in both instances. They were close, but they couldn't get over the hump. And that just seems to be the story of the season. But it's certainly not because of the goaltending. And it's certainly not because of the starting goaltender in Tristan Jarry. He's having a great year, deserves some credit for it. And we'll have to see how the story finishes. But as of right now, it has been a tremendous year for 35 between the pipes for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're going to need him to be that way because I don't see this defense getting much better. I just don't. The penalty kill will get better whenever Nola Chari comes back. The penalty kill might get even better when Matt Nieto comes back. But as far as the defense as a whole, it's not going to get much better. So if his numbers stay like this, it is 100% the most impressive season we've seen from his career. And I'd have to do a little bit more digging, but it might be one of the most impressive seasons we've seen by a Penguins goaltender in some time. But that's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcast from. Should be a fun week with Celebrate 68 coming up at the end of it on Sunday. Just stick right here at Inside the Penguins. We're going to try to get you covered through all of it, including two games this week back-to-back on Wednesday and Thursday night. We'll keep an eye on the Penguins, and you guys keep an eye on us, and it'll be an interesting ride to the middle of April to see whether or not the Penguins can make the postseason. We'll see you guys next time.